them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You'll get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Kids, become a junior backer
and join the official Kids Club of the Cleveland Browns. Your membership includes an exclusive fan package to become a junior backer. Call 440-891-5163 or tell mom and dad, yo, mom and dad, want to be a junior backer? Call 440-891-5163 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for more information. Joining us now, the third member of our team, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, welcome back. You were doing some pretty awesome stuff while you've been gone. Why don't you let the audience in on what you've been doing?
Yeah, Nathan, thanks for that, man. And Vic, I miss you guys. It has been a while. And gosh, what was I doing? Craziness. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I asked my wife to run.
You were running.
48.6 miles in the span of 4 days. So you did a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, and a marathon to wrap it all up. And believe me, I'm done.
I hope so. Would you drop about 15 pounds, too?
Nah, man, I made that up. Believe me. Because you're talking about starving and carb overload and just getting your fluids in your body. I definitely went back to training camp mode because at one point I said to myself, this is straight double days I'm feeling right now. So wow. I still got a little something left in the tank.
And all for a great cause. And again, we God bless you for that. Let's talk about what's going on here. I know you haven't been out of touch by any stretch. So where we stand with the whole coaching search situation, Gerard, and the fact that this could very well go on for another couple of weeks, especially if this team is waiting on Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator of the Broncos. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it is problematic to an extent because you say to yourself, you have a situation where you're still waiting to decide on the coach, and heck, I was on the mindset that Josh McDaniels will be the guy, and he's not. Who's to say that Gase doesn't change his mind? And then where are you going to go to turn to for a coach as well? So for me, I look at the worst scenario in this situation and say, who's to say that Gase will take the job? Now, if it's a done deal, it's a matter of formalities, that's a great situation to have remedy because you do not want to go and continue and be one of the last teams in the NFL with a head coach. Because right now, the word on the street is, nationally, even in Orlando where I was that a lot of people looking at this job and saying that they don't necessarily see it as being an attractive one right now because of what took place with the firing of Chud. So right now, the team is obviously in a quandary. But if Gase is a guy and they have that sewed up, more power to him.
Gerard, today we've been starting to do our position evaluations. We looked at quarterbacks and running backs yesterday, wide receivers today. I was told yesterday I was too nice, today too harsh. I handed out a massive A++ for Josh Gordon and a pair of F- for Greg Little and Devon Bess. What do you think?
You're on point. How could you not go against what you said? And I heard the commentary that you gave in those with those grades, and they were fair and they were accurate. Was Josh Gordon an A++ player? Of course he was. He was the entire offense of this football team. You can throw in Jordan Cameron in there, but at the end of the day, it was about Josh Gordon. He doesn't play for you. Who's to say the record's not 0-16? And then you look at Devon Bess and also what Greg Little provided, and that was absolutely positively nothing. Let me say that again with a capital N. So don't give them an F. You can give them an N. N for nothing. They gave you absolutely nothing. So I'm with you on that. F minus N, however you want to call it, that's what you got. And I'm with you guys. And, hey, it's going to be a situation where you're going to have to totally blow up the whole wide receiver core and get guys in here to make plays. And that's what you simply need. Because if you're going to go quarterback in the first round, you have to, in my opinion. You have to. And it becomes imperative to surround them with guys that can get it done. And with Bess and Little, that definitely was not the case.
And although, Gerard, there are going to be bigger issues to address on this football team when the new coach gets in here with his staff, with his ideas, I do want those ideas to take advantage, better advantage of Travis Benjamin, to make him a bigger part of this passing game. That was something that was clearly missing last year. And going forward, if you're looking at reasons why you want somebody new and a fresher approach to this offense, that guy, I think, has to have those kinds of ideas.
Yeah, he definitely wants to incorporate Travis Benjamin there because how do you not utilize that type of speed when you have it on your football field? Just imagine if you get another deep threat, someone that can be Batman and Robin with Josh Gordon, and then you work Benjamin underneath, that's a mismatch waiting to happen. So, yes, utilize speed. The game is about speed and creating mismatches, and for some reason that was not utilized enough. Now, some would say, well, the issue of Travis Benjamin's route-running capability, but heck, Make it simple then. Run across the middle, Travis. It doesn't have to be that hard. Just get him the football, because when he has it in his hands, he does things that's special. So I'm with the same mindset, too. If he comes off this injury, well, heck, he was running probably 4.3, 4.2 prior to injury, so at worst, he's a 4.4 guy. That's still pretty fast.
That is still very, very fast indeed. Gerard, one real quick before we get out of here. What did you think of last weekend, the games, and the setup now that we have for these championship games? I think it's as good as it gets.
Oh, man, you couldn't ask for better scenarios, guys. You have Seahawks and the 49ers. That's going to be just a battle of just wills between those two teams. And then you look at the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady story, another chapter of that. And it's going to be a great one to see if it comes more down to running as opposed to passing, which I found very interesting, guys. The teams that are winning right now are more prolific as runners as opposed to passing. So I'm looking for that game as well, just to add another chapter. And, heck, at the end of the day, I said at the beginning of the year it would be Seattle and New England. Let's see if I'm right.
49ers.
49ers, yeah. We're thinking 49ers. And,
really?
You
really think the 49ers are going to go to Seattle and pull it off, huh?
I do. I think they're the most complete team in the NFL in terms of what they can do offensively. Now with Crabtree back, the weapons in the passing game, the addition of Bolden, they can obviously run it with Frank Gore or Kaepernick. They've got the physicality on defense to handle anybody. And I think they're relishing going on the road right now and doing it in other people's buildings. They went to Lambeau. They went to Carolina. And you know they want to go into Seattle and get that win.
Yeah,
he's
you know
a 49er. He's saying this as a 49er fan, and he's backing it up with his facts, but I'm saying it as a non 49er fan. I'm not anti-Niner. I'm just not the fan of.
Oh, it sounds you sound anti-Niner.
No, I'm telling you. I expect them to do. I admire their quality.
So Russell's 12th man, and I understand Russell Wilson struggling right now. But come on, that team is dang near unbeatable at home.
I think they got some issues on their run defense. They're dang near unbeatable. They lost a game to the Arizona Cardinals when Carson Palmer threw four interceptions.
You know what they say, Nathan. Any given Sunday, someone can win.
Well, that's right, and that'll be any given Sunday, I'm hoping, for the 49ers. Here we go.
All right, we are going to thank our good friend Gerard Cherry. Get him fired up some more because he needs it. Get Nathan fired up more. We will see you tomorrow, Gerard, right? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, you will. I'm back in town. So
all right, good.
Back in town, taking a breath after all that running that he did in Florida. We are going to be back with you. And, again, continue our positional reviews. We'll continue our look ahead to what is the coaching search, and we'll continue to keep you monitored and up to date on that. We'll keep monitoring it and keep you up to date on that and all things Cleveland Browns. That's what we do on this show.
That's right.
And do it well. All right, Vic, Nathan, and Carly, and Dino, our great producer. We want to thank Matt Williamson for being on this show. We want to thank who else? Oh, Eric Metcalf for being on this show. And we thank you for tuning in, for being with us. For Nathan, I'm Vic. CBD,
driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go, Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.